Welcome, 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 Wahoo fans, to this week's edition of The Lockdown featuring T-Cove and the Ball Hawk. Special guest this week, the man, the myth, the legend, Darius Bratton is in the building. Lil Brat, what it do, fam?
What's up, man? How you doing? How y'all doing out there?
Oh, man, we trying to make it do what it do, fam. We trying to make it do what it do.
So.
Shoot, bro, we gonna jump right into it, man, and, you know, take it all the way back to William Fleming High School back in the day. Coach Bobby Martin, you know, you're a wide receiver, DB extraordinaire. Take us back, fam. Take us back. Let us know what it is.
Yeah, so back in the William Fleming days, you know, DB, wide receiver duo, you know, played both sides of the ball. It's fun, you know. I had my guys, Warren there. He played receiver here ahead of time. So, coming to Virginia was a nice move transition, you know, up the way, only 2 hours away. But, yeah, we had a lot of ballers down out in William Fleming and the Roanoke area. So, it's a lot of talent out there and still is today. So, I just grateful for being able at this stage so I can show the younger crowd at Roanoke and Fleming there and that I can come and ball too, you know, so.
No doubt. Shout out Roanoke, Virginia.
Roanoke, yeah. The not in Noak.
Star City.
No doubt. So you took a prep year at Fork Union with Coach John Schumann. How did that work out for you?
Yeah, you know, so after my senior year, I turned my ACL on the third game against our rivals. So, you know, just battling through that, and so UVA just wanted to take a chance to go to Fork Union with Coach Schumann, and I think that was like one of the best decisions that I could have did. You know, it's an all males institution, you know, and military style. You know, getting up, sign your shoes, clean your flow. You know, so it was real, no phones. You know, it's real traditional, but I grew into a better person there and a better football player there. So I had a real good season for Coach Schumann and up at Fulmer. So it was just a great, great opportunity just to be able to go and show my abilities that I still can ball after that ACL tear, you know. And it worked out great. So it's great for Fulmer too as well.
When do you report? Like when you sign on to go to Fulmer, like when do you have to report like for camp?
I think it's that summer. I went up that summer.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went up that summer and we had a camp, and I think that season falls on like the regular fall season as well. So I got to come to some UVA games and a couple other visits, tech visit and a couple other teams, you know, watch their games and stuff. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, it was just right up the road from Charlottesville as well, too. So
yeah, did you when you was there? Did y'all play like any of the local high schools around here?
I'm not. We was a prep, so I was okay. a post grad. So I saw Jana and Lyndall Stone for Woodbury.
Woodbury Forest.
I saw them play in against the high school team when I was at Fulmer. So I was like, okay, there was my team. There was my teammates, and they was balling too. So, yeah, they were doing their thing. So, yeah, great experience though. After Union, I went to back home and did a community college for a semester. You know, yeah, keep my grades right. You know, get my grades right. So, did that for a semester, then came to UVA. After that.
Were any other schools after you after that post-grad year?
Oh yeah, it was. I was getting mail from a lot of schools around Wake, UNC, Tech. There's mail from everywhere, but none of them really offered me. I just had that one offer, and that came from a one-day camp in high school that I went to, you know, family, just taking a chance and just blessed, just taking a summer out for me just to work and go to camps and experience new things, and was fortunate enough to get in the Nike camp and and be able to compete with the other guys. And so it was just a blessed opportunity that they can be able to spend that time on me, you know, taking the sacrifice on just out their time, you know. So it was just everything was just aligning. So Mike London came up to me in one-on-ones and was like, "You want to play here?" And I was like, "Yes, sir, I do. I would love to play here." But so that was just a surreal moment as well, too. So back in.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope. So that first year, you know, when you got to UVA, you know, a lot of times we ask guys, when you got there, you know, you saw the guys, saw guys working out, games much faster, guys are much stronger. Did you feel like you were ready to roll that first year? Or do you feel like, you know, man, maybe I should shirt because, you know, these jokers, I'm not up to snuff yet. I think I could use another season to bake.
I was definitely like, man, like these guys can roll. But I came here with high expectation for myself, you know. So I always wanted to come and play and be the best I can be, you know, best version of myself. So my first year, I was kind of hard on myself. I was a little rough on myself, but, you know, it was on scout team, you know, getting the feel of college football, you know. So that was just that transition into. So, but, you know, that next coming year as a sophomore, you know, I was just determined that was never going to be, I was never going to be on scout team again, you know, so going up there and then being my sophomore year, end up starting, you know, going through the process, watching film, doing all the daily things, you know, every day. So that was just a great, a feeling that I can play and I can do it at a high level and early. So it was
right. Yeah, well, because, I mean, you know, that first year you did play in 9 of the 13 games. So, you know, you got your feet wet a little bit. So, you know, did you feel comfortable? You're like, you know what, I'm ready for this level?
Not my first year. I was still working out some technical difficulties, you know, at my team. So, it was a little shaky. But I
got it right. Gotcha. So that 2018 year was the year that you got your first five starts, and you really got your groove on.
Yeah. That was the year I got a groove on into college football. Get to the tempo of the football pace, you know.
And what was different about that year for you?
2018 or 2019?
Yeah, 2018.
2018. I think more of guys are bigger, and you're not the fastest guy out there, so you gotta really critique and be more disciplined in how you tackle and how you want to cover and everything. So it's a lot more technical into being the best athlete to coming up to college, and you know you gotta use more technique instead of being a godly given athletic ability, you know.
Who was the first receiver to really, like, you know, have you like, all right, I gotta step my game up, this ain't high school no more?
I would definitely say Warren Kraft, the receiver he played here when he was healthy. Yep. And, he was really the guy I was really going against daily at practice. And some of the cover, Hassis.
Yeah.
Them guys, I went against Alameda, Joe, Lavroni when I was younger. Them guys were just ballers, you know, so just really just having to go out there and check them and not doing that good at first, then going out there and settling down and paying attention to what I'm doing, my critiquing myself and doing the little things, you know. So
yeah.
it just became this all around full circle, you know.
Yeah, because you know, a lot of times I know when I came in, as far as like the true aspect of the position, there's some things where we realized we were truly behind. You know, like certain routes I could run because I came as a receiver, but as a DB, were you naturally more comfortable playing off man? Did you play any bumping in high school, and did you have to learn that in college? Like, what was the one technique that was something that you never truly did in high school that you had to learn in college?
I would say more of my press technique. It's more like more details than when you know just walking up in high school, you just better than a guy. You know, you gotta be more disciplined and more patient at the line. You gotta know what's really going on before the play and after the play. So you just always as a DB, you just gotta be play smarter too as well, because you want to make the most plays as possible. You know,
no doubt.
And well, you know, let's as we roll back talking about that season of 2018, you know, where you played a lot. You guys had a really good secondary. You know, right. You guys had some success. You guys had some serious success that year, and it was on a winning side. I mean, mm-hmm. Virginia had been absent bowl for a few years. You know, that first year you got there, you guys went to the Military Bowl 66 that year. Then the next year, you guys really hit your stride, and with the Belk Bowl championship, and you know Bryce having a great year. But you know you were in a secondary with Juan Thornhill, you know, with Bryce Hall, and you know what was that like for you, and how did that help your development?
Man, just really just soaking in all the knowledge and. All the knowledge and wisdom that they have from me, especially Bryce. Bryce was mm-hmm. was real technical and real specific about his workouts and his daily habits. So he was just a great person to learn off of and just talk football to. I know coming in here after school hours and he had just sitting here and he would just watch film, you know. And yeah, well, and our DB room was really talented, you know, with Tim yeah. Harris and Juan, and in the year I played with Quinn, yeah. Quinn Blandon, and we was always real talented and had high standards for ourselves. So I just feel like that just is translated to me, you know. Just I'm already gonna work hard, so just doing it in the right way. So it was great having them here teaching. Yeah. Yeah, able to teach
me. Yeah, because you had a great mixture of defensive backs. Like Quinn was a guy that was very vocal, very decorated, very physical. You got like a guy like Tim Harris that was super athletic. Like check all the boxes when it comes to athleticism. But then the other introspection was who you said was Bryce. Bryce was a guy that was like from the mud as far as building himself from the ground up. Like right. He had athleticism and things of that nature, but when it came to the position, he was the guy that was like a computer, like wanted mm-hmm. to study techniques step by step. And then you had Juan, who was everybody in one.
Yeah.
Like he'll hit you like Quinn, mm-hmm. not as hard as Quinn, but he'll hit you like Quinn. Right. Super athletic like Tim. And then he was a student like Bryce was.
Yeah.
So just being in a room with all those guys, man, like how does that truly affect you? And how did you add like some of what they do to your game?
Man, so I always say this to them. They always critique themselves, but I critique them and want to critique myself. So I always take bits and pieces of Juan's, Bryce's, Quinn's game. You know, Quinn was the student, so he knew film room, he knew the playbook in and out. So he knew that to the back. He used to run meetings. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So, and Bryce was just the technician, go to the field. He just working on technique, being specific. And, you know, Tim and Juan was just, they was explosive. They made plays everywhere. So just trying to just watch them and take little things that they see, ask them, like, what they looking at, like, what you doing like here, and it's just taking little things and bits and pieces to make me into a better player and all, you know. So it's just helping me out, and it's also they also can take little stuff from my game too as well. So it was like everybody coming together really and wanting to help each other, you know, as a group and collective, because that's how we was. We was a close group. So, and we had Brent Nelson too and Nickel, and he was All American I think that year. So we had a lot of good guys on that, in that room. So it was fun being in that room.
Yeah, I did have old Brent. Yeah, the glue guy. That's how I call him, the glue guy, because the position he played in pass coverage for y'all.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, so after, you know, after the success of that season, 2019 rolls around and you have a season ending injury in preseason. What was the injury, and how difficult was it for you to kind of just watch, stand on the sidelines and watch with an injury?
Yeah. So, it was camp and, tore my ACL during a play in camp, a non-contact one. So that was rough for me because I already experienced the ACL test, so it was rough. So, you know, just wanted to bounce back from that and be as strong as possible. Just already.
Was it the same knee?
It was the same
knee. That you did before?
Okay. Yeah, it was the same knee. Yeah. So it was the same knee. I was having a had a great spring, you know, was dominating, starting. I felt great, you know.
Yeah.
I felt amazing, you know. So coming in that fall, I already knew that I was like, okay, yeah, this gonna be the year right here, you know. So it was rough coming. That was just devastating, you know. Just after it happened, I was just broken down, you know, just trying to find any way just to help my lift myself back up. But, you know, talked to my family, got myself back on my feet, and just got back at it again. Because, you know, wake up tomorrow and we got to go through it anyway. So might as well fight through it, you know. So bounce back through it. And just wanted to be stronger than what I was, you know, here today, thriving.
Yeah. The grind stay steady, fam. The grind stay steady.
Oh, yeah, he was definitely having I remember that, man, bragging on you in the spring, because I feel like you covered the best out of everybody, and I was saying a lot, and just excited about you in the fall, just because understanding how special the secondary could be because of your cover skills, and just you know, finding out that you went down, man, that was like a huge blow, because, again, like you said, you wasn't just playing well, you was dominating.
Yeah, appreciate it, though. But I felt real good during that spring and felt the best I ever felt in my career. So it was just great, that great feeling, you know, getting that out. But then coming around that camp, it was hard on me, you know. But just staying down, staying prayed up, and just coming back, and doing what I can do on the field from moving forward, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that was like the season of injuries for the DBs, because, you know, it was you in the preseason, then Bryce goes down late in the season, then we lose Brenton. I mean, it was just nuts, man. We was up there with patchwork secondary just trying to survive, and, you know, in the midst of a great season, nonetheless, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so I wish that we could have had all of y'all healthy that year. You know, we in the ACC championship game, and, you know, we out there, and it's just like, damn, we out here with two sticks and a pad and some glue trying to make this thing happen. And Clemson out there running with stallions. It was just, ooh, it was a track meet out there. And we did not look prepared for that track meet, but, you know, we were just trying to survive at that point, man.
Right. Yeah. That was a
for sure.
Tough game
for
watch.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely a tough game to watch, but, you know, yeah, the Clemson just did their thing that game. It was a tough game to watch, you know. I was just on the sideline just trying to motivate my teammates, you know. We in the ACC championship, you know, we got tighten up, but
yeah,
it wasn't looking good. So it was like, it was rough.
And as a vet, man, like you go through that injury, Bryce goes through his injury. And as Cub, you know, talked about, like those last few games for us to be, you know, be victorious is saying a lot. And that had a lot to do with just guys, you know, guys came together, but you know, we real, like that offense did a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like it was track me. It was like watching arena football. It was like score, just keeps going. And then we started devising things why D line would get home and we'll make a play in the secondary when we needed it. But with you being that veteran, that guy, like we said, that was having a very good preseason. What were some of the words you were saying to like Nick and like Fentrell, like those young guys who were trying to get acclimated to being back there playing?
I was just telling them to be confident, and you know, you just go out there and be yourself and be confident. You did this plenty of times in practice. We rep it over and over and over. Just go out there, be confident, play your game, and everything gonna fall in place. I feel like you go out there, you feel like you're the best out there. Can't nobody mess with you. So, you know, that's just the mentality that I'll walk on the field with, and my teammates walk on the field with. So, you know, just doing that.
Hey, that's coming from a man.
And that's it. I mean, that's that's all you can do.
Yeah, that's it. Everything take care of itself.
So you basically got quiet confidence.
Everything is everything.
Yeah, yeah. I got some quiet confidence. But it's really out at times.
Because you're talking spicy right now, but the people, like, you don't talk like this outwardly. Like, you very respectful. But to say what you said, that's something like Cub would have put on his towel or something. You know what I'm saying? While touching the floor to remind you.
Yeah. Step on the field, man. You got to turn into a different person.
Yeah, that's true. People don't understand that. You know, it's like you walk on that field, you hit a switch, you'd be like, who is that crazy fool down there? Oh my God.
Exactly.
For sure. Then you come back the next year healthy, but it's COVID, you know, dealing with the COVID year. I mean, how challenging was that, man? I mean, the practicing, the no people in the crowds, and you know, all the protocols that you guys had to follow just to participate. Now, to tell take us through that, man.
Man, COVID year was a rough year, just being in the bubble, you know, being at school, just having your bubble. I remember we had a dorm out in Copley. It's a dorm out in Virginia. And we had the bubble. We had our own rooms, but we all had to be in our own rooms, you know, only two people to apartment. And we had to really stay in our rooms, and that was a really rough time. I remember guys, we used to Zoom and just talk and just be able to hang out and fellowship with each other, you know, and just be able to see each other's faces, you know, because we always in that room. We go practice, we go eat, and we go back to our rooms, you know, all day. So it was rough. It was rough for us, you know. We had some problems like being separated, but you know, At the end of the day, we got to come together and play football. So that was really all that mattered. We got to come together, play football, have fun, enjoy the game, and you know. But you know, when you're on the field, sometimes you really don't even pay attention to the fans that much. But they do give you that extra adrenaline, you know, playing in the packed out arenas every Saturday. Is definitely something I always love to do, you know. But you know, just being able to go out there and perform was just a blessing in itself, you know, just going through that COVID era.
How was it?
Sure, I know you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you good? Because I probably jumped the gun what I was going to ask. So you go ahead and ask what you're going to ask.
Oh no! I was just gonna roll into 2021. How happy were you to be able to get out of that damn bubble and get back to kind of some type of normalcy?
Oh yeah, I was excited, you know, being able to play in front of thousands of people and crowds and your family and travel up there and everywhere to go see you play. That's just, it doesn't get no better than that. You know, having your peoples and younger siblings, younger cousins coming up to you, you know. Yeah, it's just a surreal feeling. Ain't no better feeling than that, be able to play.
And you know, when you look at those later seasons, because we'll get to your last one, but I want to ask you, first thing I want to ask you was go back to the COVID. How tough was it to say as a team you weren't going to participate in the bowl game?
It was tough. You know, it was tough, you know, just looking at the season and, you know, with everything that was going on and stuff. But it was really hard. But, you know, people had their split decisions and other people had opinions and we tried to come to an agreement. And it was just, you know, everybody, some people didn't want to play, some people did. And, you know, when you vote, we vote. So when we voted, that's what happened. So, yeah.
Damn, you want like, damn, I can't get no bowl gifts. God dang it.
You know, stupid.
I ain't lying to you, though. I need the bowl gifts. I need that per diem. I need, you know, I'm trying to go have some fun.
Bowl gift special.
You know what I'm saying? We've been locked up in Copley. Man, get me the hell out of Charlottesville. Let me go somewhere else for a week. Be locked up again, though. I will put that out there. So I don't know how much fun y'all really would have had during the bowl. You still had a test constantly.
Test,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. But, yeah, we was on 2021. Of course, when you say UVA football 2021, you're going to think about the offense.
Right.
The numbers they was putting up. Did y'all see this coming when y'all was in camp that they was going to put up this type of numbers?
We didn't defense, you know, always run the day. defense always runs the day.
That's okay.
What it is. Yeah, we know, but you know, they have great players. You know, my boy Billy Kim, Tay, KT. You know, they was always explosive, and they was always a really good receiver core and really good offense, especially. Offense with our old line that year,
and then they added a super human guy with dreads.
Yeah, Jelani.
Yeah, what you think about old Jelani when he first got there?
Oh yeah, I knew he was gonna be a big target for us. He was a big guy, and he can move pretty well and got pretty smooth routes. So. He was just going to be a great target for BA in that offense. So it was just coming together for the offense that year. And, you know, I was happy for them, happy to see that for them and be able to put up stats like that. It was great to see and especially great to play on a team like that with an explosive offense. It was a great sight to see. So,
and go ahead, Cub. I know you have something you want to ask.
No, I mean, I was just listening, man, and I was just thinking back to just the games and the offense and how it was just amazing to watch it. But then we struggled so mightily on the defensive side, man. And I know as a competitor yourself, DB, you know, how hard was that for you guys?
Oh, man, that was rough, you know, coming in that next season and being near the bottom of the – near the bottom of like our conference in football, and it was rough. I'm competitive, so when I had offense come in talking about our stats and how low we are, that gets under my skin a little bit. I'm like, oh no, nah, like oh, but you know, gotta let them have it. You know, it is what you gotta take the criticism and go from there. But as a competitor, you know. That gets under my skin. I don't like that too well, you know. It's just that competitive nature. Like, this got to change. Like, and it got to change now. So
mm-hmm. we finally got somebody who pulled the curtain back. It won't all no kumbaya, I love you, brother. They was letting y'all know that y'all was they were doing their thing. Okay, they was letting y'all know, right?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, I knew it. See, I knew y'all was lying. That's the whole time. I'm on no, that's my brother.
That is my brother. That's my brothers, but they're gonna tell us when we not doing right.
Okay.
They gonna tell us. And we should be able to tell them when they not doing right. But
no doubt. No doubt. Because I do remember one thing, 2021, cause I don't know, you remember this is when DB showed people he can run. Cause that Louisville game.
Yes, sir.
Buddy was
yes, sir.
Elbows and ass cheeks. I thought he was gone.
Yeah.
And I see old eight looking like Bryce did versus Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you came out of nowhere and just hawked dude down.
Yeah. Had to come and get that tackle, you know, put my team in a good position for the kick. And we won a game. Man, what a great feeling. That was good. That was,
yeah, I mean, because you basically got inserted.
Yeah, broke
in
the rock, man. How did that feel for you?
Yeah,
it's great. You know, a lot of hard work, effort. You know, blood, sweat, and tears went into all that. So, just give it up for my teammates and all the passion they showed, and you know, being able to walk out of Louisville with a dub, with a W. Yeah, that was a bittersweet feeling.
Yeah, y'all got a dub for AJ.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yeah,
AJ.
But no.
Talking about it,
yeah.
Coming back to Louisville and getting the W, so. Yeah, they was
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how was it playing with AJ?
Oh, man.
How was it playing with AJ, man? He's such a solid dude.
Yeah, man. AJ is a great dude. He's a character, too. He's real funny, and he's a hard worker as well. You know, we with him, we always go to the field together, get extra work in, talk, you know, communicate with each other, you know, just where our mental's at and everything. So great, great guy, great person to be around. Just a great player and all, you know.
Oh, that's dope, bro. Gucci Mane.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And then you watched Fentrell really step come into his own, you know, last year. You know, just I think you saw the glimpses of it, the potential, but you know, it was like still kind of getting beat. Then last year, you know, he and AJ really played some incredible football at the corner position. Right. You know, way to, quite honestly, Virginia had struggled for a couple years, you know, in the secondary, with the losses. You know, and so then to have a couple guys really be able to hold the corner down. And as a whole, how was it for you watching that defense go from being really shit, you know, it getting ran through to this really the most the solid part of that team, the most consistent part of that team last year?
Well, you know, just knew that we was capable of great things like in the past, you know, so. It wasn't our standard, and it wasn't what we was used to. So everybody just bought into the system, you know, bought into what the Coach Rudd and the new coaching staff was explaining to us and demonstrating to us, and we just bought in from day one. So we was like, we'll never be at the bottom of the conference anymore. So we just took that personally. From the off season to the season, and I think we just came together and played together as a defense. You know, D line was doing their thing, and we just backed them up. You know, so it was fun playing for this defense at under Rudd, and it was just a great experience at all. But I'm pretty sure they're not done. They want to do some great things this year, so I'm gonna be watching my boys.
How was it? Learning from, from Coach Cobb.
Yeah.
Learning from Coach Howell for so many seasons.
Man, you know, two different coaches, great. I believe great, both great coaches. Mm-hmm. And just coming to this complete different ways of scheming. And I think it helped me just from going from to the next level, just seeing how different coaches coach and in different terminology, and just what other coaches look at as well, just from being in house defense under Mendenhall and being under in Coach Rudd's defense with Cox. So mm-hmm. I think it was great, and just being able to learn and develop as a player.
Oh, wait, my bad.
Yeah, I mean, it, we watched it, and it was amazing for us because it looked like this coaching staff really played to you guys' strengths, you know, and that last year with that defense where you guys really struggled, you know, the scheme was bad for the personnel. It didn't fit. We knew it. We knew y'all knew it. And it validated it when Coach Rudd came in and he recognized, he watched you guys and said, okay, I'm going to call a scheme that fits these guys. And that means a lot, man. You know, when you play to the strength of your personnel, not just try to force your personnel into a scheme, even if it doesn't work, and then not being able to make adjustments. You know, we saw you guys adjust. You know, we saw a lot of great things from you guys this year. And, you know, we were happy to see you guys be able to play at a level that we felt like y'all could play at because we knew you guys had talent. You know, once guys have bought in, I think the struggle on the offensive side was the guys had so much success the previous year that they didn't necessarily buy in to the new system. And then you saw guys that didn't buy into, you know, that 3-3-3 or whatever the hell that scheme was the year before, and they struggled. And then they played in a scheme that was perfect for them and they excelled. And then you saw an offense that had excelled in a previous year in a different scheme. And then they resisted it, didn't buy into it the following season, and they struggled, you know. And so it'll be interesting, you know, what are your thoughts about, you know, now the second year into the system, you know, if you could look down to the future and say, hey, I think this team will be more effective, or, you know, what are your thoughts about this team as they move forward?
Yeah, I think with anything, it comes with time, you know. Time will help this, you know. And for them guys to be able to be in the system and learn the system a little more and be able to develop and be able to thrive in their system, in the new coaching system, I think they'll be just fine. And just seeing little spurts being popping in here and there from in spring, throughout the spring, you know, and offense look explosive, and they look really good. So we'll see what happens the upcoming game time, you know. And I know for the defense, it's always the standards always held high. You know, we always you know, shooting for the stars, you know, and land on the moon. All right, but we shooting, you know. So
no doubt.
But I feel like it'll be an all around solid team this upcoming year.
Okay, yeah, they got a tough schedule, so I'm really excited to see the spring game next week, and you know, see how these guys are evolving. I know it'll just be, you know, a tip of the iceberg next week, but still, I'm looking forward to just really taking a look and seeing. You know, I want to look at attitude and see how guys are moving around and how they seem to be embracing the system. So, but you know, that's in your rearview mirror as we talk about the next level for you and, yeah, you know, the pro day, and you just showed your ass at the pro day, didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
They have 38-5 vert. What? 4-4-3, 11-3 in abroad. Bro, hey, bro, why you mad, son? Why you mad?
You know, just feel like I got a point to prove, you know. I ain't prove it all I wanted to out of Virginia, like I wanted to, you know. So going to this next level, I got a little chip on my shoulder, you know. You know what we talked about earlier, being a little underdog and stuff, you know. Got a little chip on my shoulder, you know. So yeah, came to get it all.
Yeah. That workout reminded me of like when Tim went off, and then I remember when LeBroni went off, as far as guys that people didn't expect to just run like they did, like you perform just like they did. I remember Texas Cut like, yo, Brat just ran a 4.43. Like, I ain't see that coming, bro. I figured like 4.5 or 4.43. That's basically 4.3 with if you just come out your drive phase a little faster or something. Like, that's how close it is. People don't realize how, like, they see 4.43. 4.43 is fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You did that twice. It won't know you ran a super fast 40 and the next one was slow. Like, the second one actually got faster on my clock. I ain't paying you no money, so my clock don't mean anything. I had you faster. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that definitely, boy, you definitely jump, especially when you jumped and then you did broad. I was like, good God, this boy's an athlete. You're an athlete.
Appreciate it, man.
No doubt.
Let's go out there.
No doubt.
Giving my best, you know.
Yeah.
Do you feel your what's your best position, corner or safety?
Corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That 4.43 would have been tied for 11th. To the combine, that would have been 11th, bro. So that's big time.
Yeah, that's big time, bro. That's big time, man. And
appreciate it.
And I think like with your role of having injuries, because I didn't even know you injured your ACL in high school. So you had the ACL injuries, you had the shoulder situation.
Right.
And then last year they predominantly played you in the slot. So that exposed you to, you know, that to me, even though we know you like to play on the outside, the more a scout can see that you places you've been put in, whether it's special teams playing gunner or hold up, or you coming off the edge on field goal, like the more you can do, the better.
And
with yours, the underwear Olympics is good for one thing, bro. If you show out in the underwear Olympics, everybody loves speed and they always find a spot to keep the speed around.
Exactly.
So if you did one thing right, you like that girl that wore that night them nice yoga pants in the grocery aisle, you get looks.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you. No doubt. No doubt. Look, at the end of the day, bro, just go get it. All you need is a shot.
Yep.
You know, the more versatile you are, like Hawk said, the more things you can do, the more valuable you are. You know, when you can play outside, you can play inside. You play great on special teams. You just have to stay healthy, D, for real.
Definitely.
I mean, that's gonna be the key. You know, just you know, you heard Hawk reference Tim Harris. I mean, that was one of the things Tim struggled with being healthy in college. Got healthy the last year, had a really good year. You know, and I remember San Francisco, my guy San Francisco reached out to me like, "Yo, we really like this Tim Harris, but he can't seem to stay healthy." You know, and I was just like, yo, if you give him a shot, he'll be fine. But then he just, you know, he struggled with that health thing even at the next level. And so, you know, I want you to make sure that you take care of your body, bro, because that's what keep you in the league. If you can't stay healthy, you'll be out the league real quick, you know, and especially when you're coming in not highly touted, you know, if we're going to keep it a buck. So you need to go in and show and prove what you got and be like, yo, I'm gonna show y'all what I got. I just wasn't healthy, but let me show you what this product look like when I am healthy. So just grind on that and don't forget that.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. Appreciate that.
For sure. Well, fam, before we get you up out of here, we like to end our session with something called Shut the Hell Up, I'm Underdog. And what that is something that gets under your skin. I mean, really bothers you, but you're like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna be all right. Holla at
it. Mm-hmm. Well, just something that get under my skin, you know, just being out here and playing football, you know, just want to be the best as possible. And I feel like I'm out there and I'm the best when I step on that field. So when I'm not ranked or as high as in the ranks I want to, I get a little upset. I get a little and have a little fire under to me. And but I'm here though. I'm coming too.
Mm-hmm. There it is. They like Deion said, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Yep. I'm coming. Well, fam, we wish you much success, man. We always here for you, bro. You need us for anything, you got access to us. That's what we do. We make sure we look after our own. We wish you much success, fam.
Man, appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all having me on a podcast too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Thank you for taking the time and blessing us, man, and blessing the fans for sure.
Appreciate it. All love.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Wahoo fans, this has been another edition of the Lockdown featuring T Cove and the Ball Hawk. And future star Darius Bratton. Until the next time, we are out.
I ain't know you talk spicy.